Differences of opinion between husband and wife.
First and foremost, we need to get rid of anger, pride, attachment, greed, and reduce conflicts due to differences of opinions. This is our goal. We have to let the light of knowledge guide us. How long can you remain in the darkness? Have you seen the consequences of anger, pride, attachment, greed, and discord?
Yes, many times.
Where? In the courtroom?
At home, in the courts, discord exists everywhere.
What is the situation at home? There are only three of you at home. How can you have discord? You do not even have too many children. What possible reason for discord exists in your home of three people?
There is a lot of discord even amongst the three of us.
Is that so? Even amongst the three of you?
Life would not be fun if there were no conflicts.
Oh ho ho. Is this the kind of fun you look for? If so, then why don't you have conflicts every day? Which smart aleck made this discovery?
No, Dada. We do not want that kind of fun.
All these people are simply rationalizing their irresponsible behavior. What is the cost of discord? Is it expensive or cheap? Do you have a lot of discord or little discord?
Sometimes there is less discord, sometimes more. It is expensive.
Some days you celebrate and some days you quarrel. Do you enjoy the quarrels or does it ruin the fun?
That is how the world revolves.
No, these are all excuses for people. Rather than admit their own weakness, they blame it on the world.
It is definitely a weakness on our part, and that is why the problems occur.
Yes, that is it. People try to hide their weakness by saying this is how the world revolves. It is because they hide their weakness that their weakness remains. What does the weakness say? It says, until you acknowledge my presence, I will not leave.
But discord happens at home. Is it not part of life?
Our people fight every day and then they say, this is what happens in a family. You fools, such an attitude hinders progress. Why not investigate it? Why do such things happen? Why do you speak the way you do? Why do things happen the way they do? You have to investigate this. Whenever you have discord in the home, what remedy do you use? Do you keep a bottle of medicine?
There is no medicine for differences of opinions between a husband and a wife.
What are you saying? You are saying that you sit silently in one room while she remains silent in another room. Do you go to sleep not speaking to each other? Do you not apply medication when you get hurt? How do you expect the wound to heal if you do not apply the medication? Explain to me how a wound can heal without being treated with medicine. That wound will not heal by the morning. Similarly, your wife will sulk as she serves you a cup of tea the next morning. Even you will find that the wound has not healed from the previous night. Does this happen or not? All this talk is not beyond anyone's experience. We are all the same. So why do you behave in a manner that does not let the wounds heal? Unfortunately, day in and day out, those wounds remain. The gashes will not go away. They will be left behind. Therefore, you should try to prevent these wounds from occurring. If you hurt her now, then in your old age, your wife will do the same to you. At the moment, she will not say anything. She will say in her mind, he is very strong, so let him be. Later on, however, when the time comes, she will take revenge. Therefore, you must conduct your interactions in such a manner that you will love each other. Everyone makes mistakes. What is the point of quarreling when mistakes occur? If you want to fight, why don't you do it with someone more powerful and stronger, so that you will get your answer right away? Here, you will never get your answer. Both of you should remember, Dada has warned us about ruining our lives by quarreling and creating discord. Do not harbor any opinions, especially after marriage. Why should there be any differences of opinion after marriage? There will be no discord if you do not have an opinion. You both got married. So how can you afford to have opinions that are contrary?
We should not, Dada, but it does happen.
So, get rid of the differing opinions. Is it right for you to keep differences? If so, you shouldn't have married. Since you did marry, you both should become one. You don't even know how to live life. You live a life filled with so many worries. Are you single? No, I'm married, one may say. So despite having a wife, your worries have not stopped? Should your worries not be over? I have thought about this very deeply. Should everyone not think about this also? This world is so immense, yet these men believe that the whole world is within their room. They simply do not see how insignificant the fights within their home are in comparison to the size of this world. Even if they were to believe that their room is their whole world, it would be fine, but even there, they dominate and bully their wives.
Dada, if two utensils clash, there will be some noise, but eventually the noise will die down. Similarly, when two people clash, they will argue, but eventually the arguing will subside.
Your wife may say, "You do not have any ounce of common sense." Are you pleased by such a statement?
But then she also says, "I like no one but you."
Yes, she will say that too.
But people living together are bound to argue.
How can you afford to accept arguments that occur every day? You have accepted this because you do not understand. Those who are aware of the real nature of this world would lose sleep even over a minor difference of opinion. Husbands and wives have vibrations. They emit vibrations even as they lay in bed thinking, "He's awkward, he's useless, he deserves to be thrown out." Only living beings can emit vibrations. Those which are not living do not create vibrations. Without any understanding, people come to accept that discord is inevitable with married couples. You fool! Nobody has ever seen this Dada quarrel. Why all this noise? All this noise is ultimately harmful to only you. We ourselves are responsible for these conflicts. Is it ever someone else's responsibility? If you bang your fists on the dining table because your tea is not ready, who is in danger? Instead, it is better to remain sitting like a dummy. If you get your cup of tea, it is good and well. But if you do not get it, then just go to work. What's wrong with doing that? Even a cup of tea has its timing, does it not? Every event has a time and a place. The world is exact. Nothing happens outside the laws of nature. That is why I have said everything is vyavasthit. That is, event that occurs as a result of countless scientific circumstantial evidences coming together. When the time comes for you to get your tea, you will get your tea regardless of your temper tantrums. You do not need to bang on anything. Your tea will be ready and waiting for you whether you create negative vibrations or not. But by creating vibrations, you will add to your karmic account, and someday she will remind you of the day that you were banging your fists on the table. People do not have the ability to solve problems with their spouses or their children, and when clashes occur, they fall deeper into confusion.
The husband believes that it is his wife who must compromise and not him.
Yes, that means the limit has been reached. If the wife has to compromise and he won't, it means that things have come to head. A gentleman, on the other hand, would speak in a manner that would make his wife happy. He would move forward in this way, but you conduct yourself in such a way that your situation stagnates for weeks and months on end. Nothing gets resolved Unless there is closure in the mind of the opposing party, you will have difficulties. Therefore, you must compromise. How can you accept this discord at home when the wife says, I am yours, and the husband says, I am yours? Where is there room for any discord? As problems between the two of you increase, a separation between you will begin. There is pain in separation. Everyone has problems, not just you. Anyone who gets married will have such problems. But after these problems are solved, you will not feel a mental separation. Any sense of separation causes pain. How can you have problems with your wife, a person with whom... Do you have a double bed or a single?
No, please forgive me. We only have one bed.
Then, if you quarrel with her, what will you do if she kicks you out of the bed?
I would sleep on the floor.
So keep oneness with her. If you quarrel with your wife and if you don't keep oneness with her, then with whom else will you maintain oneness with? What does oneness mean? It means never to have discord. This is the one person with whom you must decide not to have discord with. You need to keep that much oneness. Have you ever kept this kind of oneness?
I have never thought like this before. This is the first time I am thinking.
Yes, you will have to think, won't you? God too did so much thinking and then attained moksha. Talk to me. Let's discuss everything so that you can acquire solutions to your problems. It is due to a favorable opportunity that you are here in front of me, so talk to me. Do you have any objection to that? We all are one, but it is because of your intellect that you feel a sense of separation. Your intellect makes you perceive separation, but in reality, everything is one. Humans have intellect that enables them to discriminate. Is this intellect in operation where your wife is concerned?
Yes, that is what happens.
What causes this sense of separation with your wife? The intellect causes it. When a man and his wife both fight with a neighbor, they unite against the neighbor. When you see both of them raise their fists at the neighbor, you think, wow, what unity, what oneness, this couple is united. However, when they go back inside the house and they themselves fight, the husband will say to his wife, go back to your parents' home. I do not want you at all. Now is there any understanding here? What do you think? The two were united earlier, but that unity breaks down and the separation between them begins. Now, even with his own wife, he starts using words like mine and yours. He accuses her, you're like this and you're like that. She responds by asking, when have you ever been straight? So even in your own home, everything becomes mine and yours. Couples now separate themselves by saying, me and you, me and you, me and you. Whereas in the past, they used to refer to themselves as us. We too are one. We are like this and we are like that. It is ours. The word we and ours turn into mine and yours, initiating quarrels and rivalry. At what point will these quarrels end? Divorce and devastation are the results. These quarrels destroy everything. So do not get into conflict with anyone. Day after day, the husband will say, my wife, my wife. But if they are going out of town and the wife happens to pack one of her saris in his suitcase, he will start yelling, why have you packed your sari in my bag? Just observe the behavior of these so-called reputable men. Was her sari going to eat him up? He behaves in this manner because he claims a separate identity. This husband-wife relationship is a type of business. It is the reason they get together. It is a contract. Will they lose their separate identities? No, that identity remains separate only. Does he not ask, why did you pack your saris in my bag?